Welcome to Know the Facts, Get the Vax, a series by Africa Check to help you evaluate COVID-19 health claims, quacks, and cures. The COVID-19 vaccine saves lives. It's the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community. In this series, you'll learn more about COVID-19 and the different vaccines available, how they were developed and how they work, and how to understand and use the important healthcare information. Social media has made important information easily accessible to a large global audience. Although these sites are used by official groups to share information quickly, they are also used to spread misinformation that can be harmful. To address this problem, some social media platforms have updated their policies and are using innovative tools and techniques to break the cycle of misinformation. As a user, understanding your role in identifying and reporting false or misleading information can help you make more informed decisions about what to trust and share. In this episode, we'll explore the reporting process and how some of the most important social media platforms are fighting misinformation. Since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, along with other popular social media platforms, have updated their community guidelines to include warnings against posting and sharing misinformation related to the nature of the virus, preventative measures and treatments, as well as regulations and restrictions. One of the most important tools social media has for stopping the spread of misinformation is to have users report content that could be harmful. YouTube has a detailed COVID-19 medical misinformation policy that offers examples of potentially offensive content that could be restricted or removed if a reported video is found to be in violation of the community guidelines. A warning will be issued, or the video will be taken down. If the offending user has violated the guidelines more than once, their account could be suspended. WhatsApp privacy policy, which protects your messages, makes it difficult to review shared content. Because of this, their approach to limiting misinformation is focused on you, the user. You can block any contacts who may be sharing harmful information, and WhatsApp encourages users to confirm the accuracy of their own messages before sending potentially false information. If you receive or review content that you think is problematic, you can report it by contacting the WhatsApp Health Center through the setting functions on the site. On Instagram, you'll be able to see this warning label in your feed, stories, direct messages, and on the profile that posted the content. This label often provides a link to the review or supporting articles that expose the misinformation in the post. On Facebook, these posts will have their own views limited and could have their monetization rights taken away. In some cases, the accounts or pages responsible for the post could be restricted or removed. TikTok, for example, makes it harder to find posts that have been labeled as false or misleading in their recommendations or search functions. The platform also uses its AI system to identify potentially misleading information, emerging threats and accounts dedicated to spreading misinformation. Social media platforms are using a combination of techniques to fight the spread of misinformation online, including teams of independent fact-checkers and artificial intelligence systems, but they need help of users like you as well. Share these tips with your friends and family and tune into the next episode of Know the Facts, Get the Vax, in which you'll be describing ways to help users stay safe online, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic.